I'm certainly glad that I had a lot of people praying for me today. This is very unusual for me to stand up in front and talk to you guys. So God's going to answer the prayer. I'm confident in God. If God is love, what is God? What is love? Lucky for us, we have a complete chapter in the Bible on love. I have a great memory of my childhood. In the summer times, we used to go up to my grandpa's place in Milton Freewater there, and we'd spend probably 4 weeks there during the summertime, and my grandfather would, every morning and evening, he would read he didn't have to read them because he had them memorized, but the Ten Commandments and 1 Corinthians 13, and then we'd have a devotional, and that made such an impression on me as a child. So I would encourage all of you guys that have grandchildren, nieces, nephews, anybody that has an influence on a child, just read your favorite scripture to them, because you never know how it's going to turn out in the long term. If you'd bow your heads. God, I'm here to speak your words. I only want to speak your words. I want to lift you up, Jesus. You have promised if we lift you up that you will draw all men unto you. I love you, Jesus. I'm asking that you'll fill me with your spirit, and please fill everyone here with your spirit so that they may show others your love. I ask this in your name and for the merits of your blood. Amen. If you want to turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians 13, the first three verses talk about what love isn't. If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels and do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. So love is different than being able to speak elegantly or even speak in the language of heaven. If I have the gift of prophecy and fathom all mysteries and all knowledge and have faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. So love is different than being able to tell the future, different than having the most knowledge and wisdom. Love is different than having incredible faith. Even if you have all the faith, knowledge, and prophecy, without God, you are nothing. If I give all that I have to the poor and give my body over to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, again, I am nothing. So love is different than giving everything to the poor. Love is different than mutilating your body or even fasting like the Pharisees. You gain nothing. Then it talks about the characteristics of love, and since we know that God is love, here's a short list of the attributes of God. God is patient. Love is kind. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but always rejoices in the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves. Love never fails. And then just skip down to 13 there. And now these three that remain, faith, hope, and love, the greatest of these is love. David Estrada is going to sing us a song, Jesus Loves Me. This song is a song that we've all learned when we came to church as a child. We need to have that trusting relationship with God, like little children.
This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Jesus loves me, This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Me still today, walking with me on my way, wanting as a friend to give light and love to who live. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he will stay close beside me all the way. Thou hast bled and died for me. I will henceforth live for thee. Yes, Jesus loves. Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so.
Thank you, David. That was awesome. Just like the song, the Bible says, God loves us. If you can turn to John 3:16, there are three reasons why this verse means so much to me. God definitely loves us. He was willing to sacrifice his son to save us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. The second reason, our God of the universe, the one that created everything, the one that has everything, including all the universes down to the smallest atom, because he made them and he gives them life, but he only had one son, which he gave for our redemption. He gave his only begotten son. Third, the phrase, whosoever believeth in him, whosoever, Whosoever. That's anyone. That's everyone. God loves everyone. He wants everyone. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Kelly's going to sing a song called More Than Anything. God loves us more than anything. He would rather die than live away. He heals the brokenhearted.
People more than anything. God loves people more than anything. More than anything, he wants them to know he'd rather die than let them go. 'Cause God loves people more than anything. God loves the weary when they're too weak to try. He feels their pain, he knows their shame, he cries for those who cry. He won't give up or walk away when other people do. 'Cause God loves people more than anything. People more than anything. God loves people more than anything. More than anything, he wants them to know he'd rather die than let them go. 'Cause God loves people more than anything. God loves the wounded who stumbled into sin. He reaches down and pulls them out and cleans them up again. And he will heal the broken heart who's given up on love. 'Cause God loves people more than anything. God loves people more than anything. God loves people more than anything. More than anything, he wants them to know he'd rather die than let them go. 'Cause God loves people more than anything. More than anything, he wants us to go and show the world so they will know that God more than anything.
Such a privilege to hear you sing, dear. If you want to turn to Romans 8:39, God loves us so much, so deeply. We as humans can't totally understand the mystery of God. We know that he is trustworthy, as Paul said, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. How did God show us his love? If you want to turn to 1 John 4:10, God and Jesus had a meeting way before the earth was made. They came up with a plan to redeem men. Because God knows the future, he's never surprised, as John said. Herein is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be a propitiation for our sins. God's love for us started way before the world was made. And the point. She has such a good way of saying things. She makes the Bible so easy to understand. That being said, Ellen White would even say in her day to tell people to study the Bible. It's always first. On page 63, before the Father, he pleaded in the sinner's behalf, While the host of heaven waited the result with an intensity of interest that words cannot express, long continued was the mysterious communing, the council of peace, as Zechariah 6:13 says, for the fallen sons of men. The plan of salvation had been laid out before the creation of the earth. For Christ is the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, Revelation 13:8. Yet it was a struggle even for the King of the universe to yield up his son to die for the guilty race. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, John 3:16. Oh, the mystery of redemption, the love of God for a world that did not love him. Who can know the depths of that love which passes knowledge? Through the endless ages, immortal minds seeking to comprehend the mystery of that incomprehensible love will wander. To this result, its influence upon the intelligence of other worlds as well as upon man, the Savior looked forward when just before his crucifixion he said, now is judgment of this world, now shall the prince of this world be cast out, and if I be lifted up from this earth, I will draw all men unto me, John 12:31 and 32. The act of Christ dying for the salvation of men would not only make heaven accessible to men, but before the universe, it would justify God and his Son in dealing with the rebellion of Satan. It would establish the perpetuity of the law and would reveal the nature and the results of sin. The mystery of the love of God will be studied throughout all of eternity. David's going to sing us another song called Jesus Paid It All. This is one of the songs that when I get to heaven, I would like to sing when I see Jesus.
Thy strength indeed is small, child of weakness, watch and pray, find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. Lord, now indeed I find thy power and thine alone can change the leopard spots and melt the heart of stone. Jesus paid it all, all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. Nothing good have I, whereby thy grace to claim. I wash my garment white in the blood of Calvary's Lamb. Jesus paid it all, all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed stretched it wide as snow. And when before the throne I stand in Him complete, I'll lay my trophies down, all down at Jesus' feet. Jesus paid it all to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, He washed it white as snow. He washed it white as snow.
Amen. Thank you, David. Thank you, boys. Thank you, Ben. If you can turn in your Bibles to 1 John 4:19. Love is an unusual thing. Remember when you fell in love? Was it because you were acting loving towards the other person, or was it because they were acting loving towards you? I remember when I fell in love with my beautiful wife, Kelly. I was a little shell-shocked from a previous relationship. So when she was acting loving towards me, I was a little slow in returning the love. I believe that sometimes when God acts loving towards us, we are sometimes a little slow in returning love back to God. We loved Him because He first loved us. By repentance towards God, that is a turning towards God, looking to Jesus, having faith in His Son. I liked Paul's writings because he wrote to different cities. Each one had different customs and traditions. It helps us understand when we read the whole Bible. We won't do that today. But as you give yourself to God, ask for the Holy Spirit, He will change your desires, and your main desire will be to seek the kingdom of God first, like Matthew 6:33 says. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added on to you. Galatians 4, 5, and 6, He came to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. Because you are His sons, God sent His Spirit, the Spirit of His Son, into your hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a child, God's child. And since you are His child, you are also made an heir. How are we born again? If you want to turn to 1 John 4:7, it's important to be born again. If we're not born again, we cannot love others and we cannot love God. Beloved, let us not love beloved. Let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Continuing on verse 8, it is important to be born of God and know God, because He said, knoweth not God, for God is love. And in Romans 5:5, it shows us how we can share our love. And hope maketh us not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. And we need to ask for the Holy Spirit, which is found in Luke 11:9 to 13. So I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye will find. Knock, and the door will be opened. For everyone who asks receiveth, and each, for the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you fathers has a son who asks for a fish and you give him a snake? Or he asks for an egg and he gives you a scorpion? If any of you then are evil and know how to give gifts, good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the gift of the Holy Spirit to them that ask? 1 John 4:16, when we have known and believed the love that God hath to us, God is love. He that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. How are we to dwell in love? We need to have God in us, the union of the divine and human. What happens when we are united with God in the divine human union? 1 John 4:12, no man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. As you can see, love is perfected in us when God dwells in our hearts. 1 John 2:5, but whosoever keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby we know that we are in him. As you can see, we will keep his word. It's another way of saying we will obey God and keep his commandments if we have that divine human union. How can we achieve the union of God in our hearts? In Revelation 3:20 says, if you hear God's voice and open the door of your heart, here am I stand at the door and knock. If anybody hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me. Like I told you a few months ago, I brought those steps to Christ and I passed them out to you guys, and that really did make a huge difference in my life when I yielded it to God. Because when you do the two things that God, that it says you can do, you can choose to serve him, you can choose to give him your will. There's things that you can't do. You cannot change your heart. You cannot give your affections to God. If you do choose to serve him and choose to give him your will, then God can work in you to do according to his good pleasure, and your whole nature will be put on him, and your thoughts and your harmony will be in harmony with him. And that is very, very true. So if you guys can do that in your own life, it'll be awesome. Kelly's going to sing At Calvary. If you want Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you want to be saved from your sins, if you want to have him live in your life, choose to serve him today. Choose to surrender to him, the one who died on Calvary.
Years I'd spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified. Knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. Liberty at Calvary. Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that... Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary.